This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With Josh Bernstein, the amazing Josh. And the real big story here is they're trying to steal the 2022 election in November, backdooring it. I want you to go over what you said just a moment ago before we were on just OBS, because this is very, very evil. Joe Biden has the cover of looking demented, but in fact, if he was, let's say, a hockey star or a football star, the guy would get amazing points. Everything that the globalists want to do through this puppet I called Bidenocchio, that's his term. And by the way, with Bidenocchio, his nose does not grow longer. He craps himself when he's telling a lie, which means he always smells like horse manure or moose manure. We're dealing with a situation where they are destroying America step by step by step. Our energy sector, our southern border, our schools, our autonomy, our Second Amendment rights with red flag laws. There is nothing they have not touched that turns to moose manure. These people are beyond, and they're even worse than, for example, what they did to the Bolsheviks 120 some years ago in Russia when they brought in the communization of Russia and killed off the Hebrew scholars and the Eastern, you would call Russian Orthodox ministers, and anybody who believed in a representative republic in Russia. And the royals, of course. So right now, tell us what's going on, because this is very gross. To me, it's a mega crime. I don't know why we tolerate it. And you were always way ahead of the curve about the uniparty, that Trump should have actually recommended a separate new party to replace the Republicans. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I called for that almost immediately after, you know, the election. I was saying we need to punish the Republican Party. We need to bury them to the ash heap of history by starting the Patriot Party or the MAGA Party or whatever you wanted to call it. Because, right, you know, they were never, ever going to, you know, just turn a new leaf, so to speak, and become conservative again. I mean,
right.
They don't serve the people, they serve the globalists. That's why we call them the Uniparty in Washington, because there's really no difference between the Republicans,
right,
and the Democrats, unfortunately. Now,
right,
you may remember a while back there was a push to federalize the elections. It was known as H.R. 1. H.R. 1 was a House bill that they passed in the House, and it died, thankfully, in the Senate, because people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and others voted against it. And so at that point, we all celebrated and we said, look, you know, we stopped them for now and we're not going to federalize the elections.
Right.
Well, the Democrats didn't fight back against that. And the reason they didn't fight back against that is because they are secretly right now federalizing the elections. And the reason and how they're doing it is through an executive order signed on March 7th, 2021. And this executive order actually instructs over 600 federal agencies to stop their normal business of day-to-day of what they're supposed to be doing and instead concentrating on voter outreach and voter registration. And some of these departments, like the Department of Education, has instructed colleges and universities to do voter drives and voter registration. The Department of Labor, imagine that. We're in the middle of a labor shortage. 100 million Americans are not in the workforce. You've got 8.6% inflation rate, the highest since 1981. Babies can't find formula. Gas prices are out of control. You know, interest rates are rising. The economy's in the toilet. And they instead of opening up job placement centers for more people to get to work, instead they're taking 2,300 former job placement centers and converting them into voter registration centers. Okay? These are some of the evil things that are unethical, unconstitutional, and illegal. None of this has gone through Congress. They are all doing this on the side. So what they are basically doing is they are secretly federalizing the elections. And they're trying to ramp this up, and they're trying to do this before the midterms. And what do communists do? Communists come to power illegally. They seize power illegally. Once they become in power illegally, then they silence and they censor anyone that tries to expose what they did and how they became in power. And after that, then they implement policies and procedures to make sure that they keep power indefinitely.
Right.
These people are the enemy, not ISIS, not China, not North Korea, not Iran, not Venezuela, the government. This regime is the enemy of the people, and we have got to remove it. And we have to remove it any way necessary. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I will go so far as to say that we are both the best in the world and the worst. That, in fact, the mark of the beast system, the totalitarian control, does not originate in Russia, China, or anywhere else. It originates here. And the enemy of Washington, D.C. are the people that are running. For example, Mike Pence. He didn't side properly with what happened after that election and the January 6th. Why are there still people in prison treated like garbage that simply were protesting the closing of the election? The Texas Senate did a review of the data and a week ago came up with a statement that the election of Joe Biden is invalid based on their analysis of data to date. If you see the videos by Mike Lindell, who spent millions of dollars getting independent analysis of the data, there's no way that Joe Biden couldn't fill a garage up, let alone a stadium, was elected president. It's ridiculous.
Nope, not at all.
Now, anybody who gets out of tilt on this is a mentally ill, satanic Satanist like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, etc. These people need to be in permanent psychiatric prisons and never have an iPad, an interview, or own stocks in anything. Okay? That's what we have to understand is we have a section of our society that has stolen power and are ready to kill a lot of us to maintain that power.
Yes, and I would go so far as to say that anyone in this country, doesn't matter who you are, if you actually think Biden is your president, then not only are you stupid, but you're the enemy of the United States of America. That's right,
exactly.
I actually am saying that. I'm saying anyone that actually thinks, and doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter where you live, you're an enemy of the United States, and you will be dealt with in time when and if there is a revolution in this country. We will target all the people that support this illegitimate regime.
Here's what I think is going to happen, although it's going to be messy. We're going to see a shortage of all kinds of regular staple foods between now and the fall. As the price of diesel fuel gets so high, even truckers trucking food or food processors will not be able to afford to process food, and a lot of cattle and sheep and other things, even their food, will disappear, and we're going to see massive slaughtering of animals and shortages of all kinds of foods. And especially in third world, we're going to start seeing hundreds of millions of people starve to death in the next 6 months to a year. In America, when that happens, you're going to see right now already the state of Idaho has blocked Bill Gates from buying more land in Idaho. You know that, right?
Yes, and I think is it North Dakota or Nebraska, too?
Yes.
One of the other states, too.
Yeah, what's going on is these guys are doing this because they want to take over agriculture so they can control our food supply, control commerce, and control even what we see and do. And eventually, with what's called these new technologies they're trying to inject in the vaccines, they want to control your hormone levels, your fertility, and even eventually your consciousness.
Yeah,
you have to understand, we're dealing with a level of evil that's so great that the average person can't conceive it because they are They don't even move a soul right into their face. That's why you and I don't need to be prophets anymore. We're just witnesses.
Yeah, and, you know, I did a video about maybe a year ago, maybe a little longer than a year ago, and I called it Farmer Bill. And it was all about Bill Gates and how he has no background in agriculture. He has no background in viruses, unless they're the ones on the computers. And right. He is dabbling in putting his fortune into areas that he has no expertise in. And so when someone is doing something like that, that's not a hobby, okay? That's an evil son of a bitch who's doing
right.
things behind the scenes that he shouldn't be doing. So, yeah, I would instruct all governors of every state to block him from owning any property at all.
2,000-plus sheriffs should be starting to get ready to start arresting all of these public officials, government workers, military personnel, etc., and putting them in psychiatric prisons. I don't believe in execution. I want to know what's going on with their abnormal brain. But I don't want them to have any more
aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones per protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I don't think any of that is going to happen. I think if anything, we would do a virtual secession, number one. And number two, if we were to do anything and there was to be a revolution or a civil war, we would wipe out the left in less than 90 days. It would actually...
You don't need to do that.
Well, here's the reason. They're all on the east and west coast. Where are they going to go? To the ocean? They're landlocked. Where are they going to go? There's nowhere for them to go. If we decided to take out, you know, the left, and we went to you know, New York and L.A. And up and down the coast of this country. We'd have it done in 90 days.
Right.
Because the heartland is where the power structure lies in this country. It is we, the people in the heartland, the ones that the left likes to laugh at, you know.
Exactly.
Flyover country. We're the ones with all the ability, shall we say, to do what we need to do. And, you know, the government needs to understand that they only exist so long as the American people allows them to exist. It says
right.
it in the Constitution. That's not a radical statement. That's a true...
Totally agree.
The Constitution. And it clearly says, not only do we have the right, it is our duty to dissolve a tyrannical government.
Let me give you the four mini steps that you need as part of that process. Step number one, I'm 70. I'm going to be contacting the sheriff to say, if you need my help, I'm available. Step number two, I'm willing to train people on resuscitation technologies for war or whatever, and what equipment they need to have. Step number three, I'm a medical legal expert. I can help provide medical legal help free to our state and other people to say, look, if you have a problem in your state of the 2,000 sheriffs, because the ultimate authority in the land is a sheriff. It's not the state government. It's not the state, the federal government. It's the sheriff. The sheriff of the deputized militia. That's why the Second Amendment right is not the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment right is the right to have a militia to replace the government if they become unethical, illegal, and unconstitutional. The Second Amendment right is not the right to bear arms. It's the right to bear arms to restore the government if it has gone crazy.
But, wait a minute, but it's also the right to bear arms as an individual as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's both.
The left
it's
likes
both.
To say... The left likes to say, oh, you're not allowed to have a gun as an individual. You can only be a well-regulated militia.
No, but that's not true.
Listen. The well-regulated right. militia part was describing how the militia was. In other words, it wasn't
exactly.
saying a well-regulated militia as in a militia of people. It was saying and describing the type of militia, a well-regulated
And that's yeah, of individuals.
Like the twist thing.
Exactly.
Individuals.
Of yeah. individuals, yeah. Now, the thing is that we are the only nation in the history of the world where that Second Amendment right into the Constitution was written. Canada doesn't have it. European countries don't have it.
Australia doesn't have it.
Australia doesn't have it. Now, the reason why the Mark of the Beast originates, including the Gedalt Project in the United States, is because the gold was new. Unless they took down America, they couldn't have the New World Order.
Exactly.
Period.
And they won't get it ever.
Right. They won't get it ever. And I'll tell you what, here's what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict in November, the House and Senate will be won back by America First people. What we need to do is whoever is the leader of the Speaker of the House should start to declare, if it's Trump or someone else, your idea of a uniparty, basically a America First Party, MAGA, whatever you want to call it. Then we need to actually move to make sure that as many people as possible, and this is on each state level, need to be deputized and start contributing and connecting with their state sheriff and come under state authority of the sheriff. I want to be under the authority so when they want my medical skills or knowledge, I can simply give it to them and they can say, you're deputized, Deagle. You can give this to other deputies and other sheriffs by simply connecting to them so that they can get your information. For example, I am now releasing my coronavirus oral vaccine, and I have now four major investments of millions of dollars that are able to do that now. I'm also going to be generating oral immunizations against monkeypox, Marburg virus, and hemorrhagic fever, which these bastards are doing in China with labs connected to us, so they can subjugate us with further lockdowns and further controls. This is going to be over. When I generate millions of dollars, it's going to go back into projects like with you and me and others to give secure communications, secure protection, and secure schools. We need to take back all the schools. Our schools were taken over by communists. They started almost 100 years ago in the universities, and now they've infiltrated down to the point where the schools are an obscenity. We need to have schools where people are trained in math and skill and science and not in how to become an alternative sexual partner at 5 and 6 and 7 years of age. It's disgusting. What we have had happen to our society is we haven't had our eyes on the ball. We've let these son of a bitches get away with this stuff. We are now awake.
God, guns, and country, man. God, guns,
yeah,
and country.
Exactly.
We got out of the school. They're trying to remove the guns, and they want the country.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Well, I can tell you, the first revival is we got to put God back first. You know, I tell people, you can't do good unless you do God and add an extra O. And that's the reason why, in particularly, the Jews over 2,000 years received most persecution, because when they tried to do good, nations they were in tried to get rid of them, like in Spain and elsewhere. Columbus.
Yeah, and I always find it funny when, you know, the left likes to say, oh, you know, we're going backwards by overturning Roe. What's next? We're going to put God back in school? Yeah, because we need to. We put God back in school, God back in the public square, and we're not going backwards. We're going forward.
Well, look at this new...
bastards don't understand.
Well, look at this guy. He got in the Supreme Court and said that he can actually pray, even just privately, at the end of a sporting event, and they had removed him from office because he prayed at the end of a sporting event. The Supreme Court says he had the right to pray. It was protecting the right to express your belief in God from the state, not separation of state from God.
Right.
It's the opposite of what these bastards tried to say. Right?
Exactly. And so that's what, you know, it shows us that there are still people out there willing to fight. There are still people willing to pray. There are still people that, you know, are not atheists and, you know, and agnostic, and, you know, and all these people that believe in Satan and the devil and everything else.
Right.
They're not that many in numbers. We are the majority, but we're not a loud majority. We're a silent majority, and that's our problem. You know, Reagan used to boast about the silent majority was going to bring him to victory. And yes, the silent majority brought him to victory. But you know what? That's not how we need to be. We can't be a silent majority when these leftists are so loud and disgusting and, you know, and vociferous.
Yeah.
We need
I'm going to ask you a pointed question. Would Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or other people interview you and let you say everything you want to say on their shows?
I don't know, because I've never been on either one of their shows.
Do you know the reason why? Because you're not full of crap, and you get to the real issues and provide simple solutions.
Right.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
But guess what? We're going to have the money and the power shortly here to make sure your message and my message and the message of American patriots gets out, and we're not taking another crap from these son of bitches. And Joe Biden, go crap in your own home back in Delaware.
Consummate your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6 committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. And you're listening to USA Radio News. At least four people died in Monday's Amtrak crash in Mendon, Missouri. The incident occurred when a train derailed after hitting a dump truck at a public crossing. Mendon is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Around 275 passengers were on board the train. More details are coming out regarding Hunter Biden's laptop.
More evidence from the Biden laptop reveals President Biden did not tell the truth to the American people when he said he knew nothing of Hunter's overseas business dealings during the presidential debate. The evidence from Joe Biden himself in a 2018 voicemail.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, this could be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good.
The Times article detailed Hunter Biden's dealings with Chinese financial giant CEFC, and it mentioned how his main business partner, Yi Jingming, was arrested and later convicted for bribery.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mark Gaffney, so on Tuesdays we'll have, and I want to hear your comments about what Josh said about the Uniparty and so on, because I only believe that the solutions are really simple. I am personally, in the next few months, going to be contacting deputies so that I can actually be deputized and provide them just information if necessary. But I want them to know that I'm here to help them, the local sheriff. Number two. It all starts, the solution starts local. We have 2,000 plus deputies. Most of them are on side of America First. That's the end of their game. It doesn't matter what the state legislature and Gavin Newsom does here in California. If the sheriffs of California don't put up with, you know, Gascon, for example, in Los Angeles, and they get enough signatures, Gascon's ass is going to be airborne. Why do we have billionaires who can fund people like Gascon to actually let criminals loose to kill fellow American citizens in Los Angeles and think it's okay, and the guy, Gascon, is not charged as a functionary to the crimes of murder, rape, etc. I would like to see the bastard charged as a action figure after the fact on these things. Why is Gascon not being charged? Why? Because of politics. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, I call demon rats, and the Republicrats, think they can get away with anything because they politic everything to the point where they can declare January 6th as an insurrection when the police were inviting people into the building. It's disgusting to think that some of our fellow citizens are suffering in the most unglorious hells in prison simply because they walked into a building and were invited by police, or some of them had some insurrection people trying to make things look real bad, when in fact the only one shot and killed was an ex-Air Force pilot who shot by an overactive policeman who shot her in the neck, and she bled to death right there in the Capitol building. It's disgusting to consider that that was a so-called insurrection against the U.S. government. They don't know what the hell a real insurrection is. And it isn't in D.C. If there's an insurrection, it'll be 2,000-plus sheriffs who decide to actually vote nationally, and you'll see major things like blocks of states leave the Union of the United States and reform the United States itself. Your comments, go ahead.
Yes, I never understood the hysteria over what happened on January 6th. The Capitol building belongs to the people of this country, so I have no problem with the people occupying it. Makes perfect sense, really. The same thing happened in Wisconsin to the state capitol. That was
right.
They did not raise that issue. So this is a strictly partisan agenda by the Democrats to try to demonize all opposition and silence them. It's nothing else than that.
Right.
And I also agree, strongly agree with the what you've been saying about the sheriffs of this country, because they are elected, and this provides a legal means for the people to be empowered through the deputization process to create local militia to uphold the Constitution when other institutions are failing to do that, including the federal government.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, you're working on another book. What's it called?
I'm just doing research at this point. I haven't started writing yet, and it's too early to even talk about it. But I will tell you that I've been researching The Third Secret of Fatima, and it's incredibly interesting. We're seeing this, just as you were talking about how we're witnessing this battle of good versus evil, which is now right out in the open. Similarly, the prophecies of Fatima have been largely fulfilled already, and we are far along this process. We're really definitely in the last days of the world, and that is a verbatim quote from the mysterious lady of Fatima.
So if you were to summarize, we're no longer prophets, we're witnesses, right?
We
don't need to actually prophesy, because we're in the middle of the friggin' mess right now, and if you're not a total blithering idiot, you could have to just open your eyes and read any newspaper and see it's all happening right in front of you.
That's right. Just open your eyes.
Right. So, in other words,
context is everything. Context is everything, however, Doctor. So it's very important that we continue to talk about that context so
right.
We can understand what's happening.
Okay. I'm going to summarize what would happen if we fail and we lose the human race in this century. By 2030, if the globalists have their way, they will have eliminated 90% of the world population. They will have also sterilized everybody, so there will be no more babies. There's a movie made about 30 years ago like this, where there was one young man. He was the last baby born. And when he died, the entire world grieved over the fact he died. Remember that movie? I don't remember the title about it, but it was interesting. Now, you have to understand, Hollywood and books and so on over the last century have in a sense memorialized a lot of these ideas, including things like the movie The Time Machine, where the Eloi survived on the surface of the earth, and 80,000 years into the future, the beings that went down underground in cities couldn't withstand the sunlight. They became monsters. They decided it was time to come up on from their deep lairs inside the earth. Now, you have to understand, the globalists have built underground cities to survive what's coming, whether it's a pole shift, a nuclear war, or whatever. And their favorite place to build them is underground, what's called dormant magma domes, from the crust of the earth moving and no longer being fed by a hot spot. So they have dormant domes for magma anywhere from 4 to 12 cubic miles in size. Or they build what's called a matrix city by drilling back and forth 120 to 140 feet across. And out of these holes, they link them all together and create underground cities. Their favorite are to take these large magma domes. Now, one that I actually went into was at Falcon, Colorado, that's millions of years old. And it was apparently at some distant past, a hotspot fed this magma dome, and this underground city serves U.S. Space Command headquarters. Now, you have to understand, we live in a very vast universe. If you study astronomy, which I have been since I was a kid, that the local cosmos has more galaxies than grains of sand, not just stars, more galaxies than all the grains of sand in every beach, in every lake, in every city, in every ocean in the world. Okay? Now, if you look at the last billion years, do you think that evolution and think all panspermia theory, which has been for hundreds of years, that there's going to be other intelligent beings across the universe? If you just do some very simple calculations, you have to estimate that there should be, in the last billion years alone, let them remember now, they estimate that the current cosmos is around 14 trillion years old. But billion years old. So in the last billion years, 100 million civilizations should have risen to our level or higher to travel across the galaxy and do intergalactic travel and trade that have survived their own self-destruction. Now, some of those, most of them are going to be far more advanced than us. Some of them millions of years old, others just barely crawling out of the crib like we are. And when you realize that, you realize also that we have a good and evil. There's going to be good civilizations, both human and non-human or human-like, and evil ones. The evil ones try to dominate other parts of the galaxy, such as the history about we call the serpent people that run the earth in Asia. They call them the Naga. In the Middle East, they call them Dagon. The Temple of Dagon is where they brought the Ark of the Covenant. And Samson pulled down the sides of the temple to destroy it in the Temple of Dagon. All right? When you start to understand these things, you start to realize we've had galactic interaction with Nephilim civilizations for the entire history of humanity. It's nothing new. It's old. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
So here's the facts. The reason it sets Dr. Deagle apart, there's three things. And they're really not that unique. Number one, I am the most stubborn person you'll ever meet on planet Earth. Because I'm going to try, like a good bloodhound, I'm going to keep sniffing to find the special, let's say, you know, they want to get these special nuts in the ground, right? All right. Number two, I'm more curious than anybody you'll ever meet. Which means, even when I think I've got the answer, I know I'm just approaching the next better question. And number three, fearlessness. I am not afraid to die, because I've died before. And I've been on the other side and come back. And I understand the nature of the universe, which when I ask somebody a simple question of who and what you are, I don't care if you're 7 years of age or 70, or 100, people come back with childish and stupid answers. You know why? It's unacceptable to come back with a good analysis or even good questions to question, what are you? I don't care if you can quote the Bible or not quote the Bible, or you're a Satanist, whatever. The first question to ask is, what are you? Where did mankind originate? Are you stunned enough to believe your version of the Bible that man originated with Adam and Eve 7,000 years ago? Please, please, don't act like a blithering moron. Mankind is very, very ancient. All right? Now, when you understand that, you realize you're being manipulated by liars. Satan is the maker of a lie. He did not create anything. God did. Satan was the great architect of the universe. He was a prime contractor with the angelic host building the physical universe under the direction of Satan, who is the head of the cherubim, if you want to call the spirit beings, who are very intelligent, very beautiful, very powerful, but he wasn't God. And he wanted to replace God because he had such a big freaking ego. He thought, well, I'm the great architect, I can replace God. Now you have to understand, God exists in a place called eternality. Eternality is where there is no past or future. And only the Creator God can exist there. And because we are the children of God, there's a portion of us, our spirit, that exists in eternality, which means our spirit does not have a past or future. It exists in eternality with the Creator. And when it's plugged into the Source, we have the same infinite power to know things through the Heliarchion, that's the Akashic Records, a better term for it, and to create anything in the universe with God's will behind us to actually create. When our will is in alignment with the will of the Creator, we are able to create anything that, in a sense, is our will. It also comes from the Father, or we want to call it the Mother. Same thing. The family of God that allows us to be creators. Now, there's both human and non-human beings across the vast universe. And I was brought before the called the Grand Council of the Eschaton. three times already. First time was 62 years ago. Two more times since, and I'm about to be brought before the council again. Because human civilization is hanging in the balance. It's either thumbs up or thumbs down in Circus Maximus for Earth. Because America is not only the place for the origin of the solution to the problem and the people are going to fix it, where also America is the seat of the beast, the mark of the beast system. Comes not from Russia or China or Brazil. It comes from this friggin' nation, from the United States, and from our deep state in our government. You know that, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's right out in the open now, I think.
Right. Now, anybody who wants to disagree, I challenge them. You know what? The last time I had a doctor to challenge me over vaccines was 9.5 years ago. And like the movie, by the time I finished, he was a dwarf, intellectually. He was like, okay, Dr. Dickel, I believe you now. You know, in other words, I'm not nice to people who think they can challenge me intellectually. But I am nice to people who treat me with respect and ask me like a good teacher, professor, or big brother. But you can teach me and you can convince me if you have two things. Experience and logic. Just like that song, Supertramp. Show me logic. Show me experience. But most people don't. They want you to believe despite the fact you don't have either experience or first-hand experience or logic. Game's over now. Millions are going to starve in the next year because of the stupidity of our collective government. They've been destroying food supply production houses. Here in America, there's over 100 have gone. 46 of them look very suspicious. And yet, we don't have anybody trying to fix it with billions of dollars to fix these places. They're taking the like you mentioned earlier, they're going to take many of these places that are for early voting, and they're going to convert them so that they can do early voting in them, so that they can actually take places that could be used for getting the population ready for a civil resurrection of our government, and turning it into early resurrection so they can take over our election and keep the demon rats and the rhino Republican corrupt public rats back in power. Game's over, people. If you don't wake up, you're going to die, sucker. And it's going to hurt.
Well, if we have another stolen election, I think it'll be pretty obvious. And this could be the signal to large numbers of people in this country to start the succession proceedings to succeed or, you know...
Well, that'll be messy. I don't want
the federal union.
I don't want messy. I don't want messy. Here's what I want. I want every American listening to my show and your show to go and get deputized and provide whatever services they can. Get themselves ready for food shortages, power shortages, blackouts, and whatever else they're going to do, force vaccines and lockouts. And I want them to get ready now so it doesn't happen or we minimize it. And then I want to have a system set up so we distribute my oral vaccines. And if I make billions of dollars, it's not from my frickin' pocket. It's for you out there, so I have the money to give you things like secure communications so you're not forced to take the mark of the beast. So you have food, water, and can survive what the hell the government's trying to do to us. I don't give a damn what your previous religion is and your skin color. You're my brother and sister if you're a human being on Earth. And not only that, if we don't manage the ecology properly, these friggin' maniacs will destroy most of the life forms on Earth. The great whales, the trees, everything you can think of in biology, they want to destroy carbon. Carbon is life. Plants generate oxygen, oxygen generates plant animals. If they get their way, most life forms on Earth are going to die. People don't know that, do they? And if you think you can argue and get away with it with Dr. Deagle and get away with it with your skin still intact, let me tell you, I am cruel intellectually if you think it's not going to hurt. I welcome you, either on or off air, to try to wrestle with me. It's going to leave a mark. And hopefully, you'll thank me afterwards and realize that if you adhere to stupid ideas, you're going to die. you're going to see your wife, your children, your family, your husband die. You're going to realize that if you don't listen to what's going on right now, and it's no longer, I don't need to be a prophet. Prophet stuff's over. It's so much in our face right now, you just have to open your freaking eyes, and it's right in front of you. Now, I had some interactions recently with both the audience and other people that would have got upset with me and said, well, you used to say you're a freaking prophet. I said, I don't need to prophesy anymore. If you open your damn eyes, you can see all the stuff right in front of you right now. Your comments, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so obvious, really. A lot of people, I think, have retreated. They have withdrawn into a shell because what's happening is so hard for people to get their head around, you know, to understand it intellectually.
Yes, and no, it's not a matter of it's hard. Let me explain.
Very challenging. That's why we have to emphasize the context. Context is important.
Well, actually, it's the exact opposite of that. Let me explain something. It's called aura, or the I got it thing, okay? It's non-information. If you look at information, it would be like Alex Jones or Stu Peters. They got tons of information. It's the overall scheme of what's going on. People don't get it. You know what I mean? The get it thing? In other words, if they saw the gestalt of the aura of what really is going on, they say, oh my God! The devil and his satanic minions who are globalists, trying to sterilize the population, kill most of us, and steal everything and starve us to death.
Yeah, it's hard for people to take. It's a heavy message, but this is the context.
It's over, people. There's no room to argue anymore. Otherwise, just pick your side of the coffin you want. But our God is God, and He will, through us and others, bless you and keep you and protect you, and we're there for you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.